Welcome to the Not in the Textbooks podcast. I'm your host, Audra, and I'll be sharing stories you've likely never learned in any of your textbooks. But before today's chapter, I need to clear up just a little bit of business. The views in these chapters are my own or my guest's own. They are meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. They do not reflect any connections to any employer of mine, my guests, now, in the past, or even in the future. If you need any medical treatments, advice, assistance, or care, please seek your own medical practitioners, not this podcast. Also, if I have a fellow healthcare provider, clinician, etc., member of the healthcare team, and we are discussing anything that has to do with healthcare stories, there are no HIPAA violations, or HIPAA violations, as we like to jokingly call them. We are not going to disclose personal healthcare information. We are going to change little tweaks in the story so that there's nothing identified. It's just for the education and entertainment factor. And most likely, things in the story have been changed so that you can't identify who the patient may be. So, on that note, I hope that you guys thoroughly enjoy the show. Thanks. Hello, everybody. This week, I am talking with my friend, Kitty.
So, hello. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just the usual things, working and trying not to be stressed out at work and running this business and getting my book done and all those fun things.
All those fun things. Yeah. Is work stressful right now or is it always?
Oh, no, it's always stressful. Every day.
Every day. All day.
Something every day and change something every week. And it just makes it more stressful. And it's just like, how about no? How about keep it the way it is? It's already stressful here. Leave it here and don't exceed these expectations of stressful bull.
Yeah. That sounds like what it was like when I worked at an insurance company. So that was fun. And so I ended up leaving there because of that. And they always used to say, thank you so much for your agility. And I was like, there is a difference between agility and whiplash. Like they changed something. They changed something three times in one 30-minute meeting. And I'm like, how about y'all make up your mind how you're going to do it before you roll it out?
Oh, exactly. Don't even get me started on bringing out new stuff when the old stuff is not even old. It's recent. And it's not even, it doesn't work. Why are we changing this? No.
Yeah, why are you adding to it?
Don't change it. Improve it. Exactly. There is a difference.
Yeah, yeah, completely. Tell me, I know you said about the business. Let me tell people a little bit how we met. We met on that clock app, that TikTok app. I was looking for a journal and actually somebody was like, she's got great journals. And then I went, looked at your stuff and I was like, I want you to have one. I want to have one. And you made it for me. And I absolutely love it. You did the whole copy stain on the, on the paper and the whole thing. It's amazing.
I'm so glad you do. That's really cool that someone referred you to me. That's actually super cool.
Yeah, exactly. It was a thread where it was like, oh, I need a new journal. Where should I go? I need one. Where should I go? And there was somebody that was like, go here, her stuff's beautiful. And I was like, yes. So, awesome. And then, you know, we follow each other. And then also like you have a book you're writing, which you had said you're trying to finish the book. So tell everybody about that.
So, I don't know the demographic of your audience, but this is a most definitely 18 and plus book. The title is, I've already done the title reveal and the cover reveal, but it's called Lust Drunk Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, okay, so it's a smut book completely. That's completely what it is.
Yes.
But there is plot to it too. It's got some plot sprinkled in. But basically it follows my female main character. Her name is Rose Thorne, and she is a independent author as well. But she's doing it way better than me. She actually gets royalty checks. But But basically, she's a smut author and she's a writer, and she has 5 sexual partners. So it starts, the book is going to start with 3 guys to 2 girls, and then it's going to switch to 3 girls to 2 guys, because one of the guys gets a little clingy and he's got to get dropped.
Gotta go.
Because Rose is not into commitment. She is very open with everyone that this is just to have fun. I am not trying to be in a relationship at all. So as long as you keep that in mind, then we're great.
We're good.
But as soon as you start to kind of get feelings, we're not good anymore. So
exactly.
The biggest reason I'm writing this is, one, because this character has been in my, a part of me for years. But where she is the polygamous type of character, I'm the more monogamous type of character. I don't have time for other people. I don't have the mental capacity to deal with that many people. Right. So I let that inner that wants to get out and just try and experiment with that through the book. But my biggest reason was because when you hear guys talk about how many girls they're with, they're a player. But as soon as a girl talks about it, she's a whore. And I just don't like that connotation. That's ridiculous. If we're all on the same level and everyone's open and everyone's talking, everyone's single, no, there's no boyfriend stealing, no husband, no home wrecking. Why right. is she a whore? How does that equal that? It no. doesn't. So no. that's what this book, that's one of the general bases of this book, is breaking that double standard. It's like, as long as everyone's communicating and open and everyone's single and we having fun, there's no problems.
Exactly. So, yeah. And especially for, like you said, for women, it's like, oh, you know, she's a whore, she's a slut, she's this. And it's like, but as long as people, like you said, as long as people are open and they're communicating, like, this is my intention, this is what's going on. We are not in a situationship or a relationship. We are not committed to one another.
At all.
At all.
You can see whoever you want, and I can see whoever I want. There's no exactly. feeling. And even when she's dropping the guy at dinner, he actually says, I make him say, "You're such a guy." It's like, oh, well, what made you draw that conclusion? It's like, because you, the way you treat us, it's like, I'm not treating you any type of way. I told you before we even continued that this was how it was going to be. You caught feelings. That's your fault, not mine.
Not mine.
So it's basically showing that women can be just as dominant as men, and that when it's on the shoes on the other foot, it's just like very fascinating to see that she's very strong, doesn't need anyone to tell her about herself, but there is going to be spots where it shows her insecurity because she's still human. That's where people right. get that misconception. You see someone strong, you think they're strong all the time. They're not. They have no. those moments of weakness. They have those bouts of trauma that happened to them that made them strong. There was some mm-hmm. building blocks that was put into place for this. I didn't just come out like this.
Exactly. So
that's exactly. where it's going to touch. It's going to be a trilogy. But this first book is more of, like what I said, the white truths. And the second book will be more of that. But the third book is going to be like the final relationship between two characters. So, and then there'll be a 5 book spinoff that will be connected to this.
Okay. So tell me about your process then for writing. Have you finished the first book completely yet? And how did you get it published? She's shaking her head. No.
I have not completed yet. So, okay. So this is how this really started. I have been writing since I was 7. I actually have a poem that's printed in a local book from where I am in Michigan. But as far as published works, that's the only thing that I have published, technically, like publicly published. And the reason I say that, I'm paraphrasing it that way for a reason. Since I was in my last year of high school, which is almost over 10 years ago, I have had 2 blogs. I have had an erotic fantasy blog and mm-hmm. an erotic poetry blog, and those are still active. So the story that this book was inspired by came from that first. But then when I met TikTok and BookTok specifically, I was like, no, I can do this. I've been wanting to write a book, but I've always just like, maybe no one's going to read it. No one's going to care. I'm not good enough. The imposter syndrome BS that we go through. I'm trying not to cuss.
Oh no, you can totally cuss on my podcast. You can say,
"Oh, good."
I have said all the damn words.
Because if you watch my lives, I cuss a lot. So but I don't know what rules to follow when someone else is. Thing. So I just want to
say anything goes. Anything okay. goes.
So yeah, the imposter bullshit was strong.
Yeah.
So I technically it was published, but I'd have to tell people about it for them to see it. So that's where it started. Then I took it down because I was like, no, I'm going to use this. Mm-hmm. And I just ever since November, I just started writing on it. And I just try and write a little bit each day and a little bit each week and a little bit each month. I'm at chapter 6. I finished chapter 6 now. I'm almost to the halfway point because I wanted 25 chapters. So once I get to 13 chapters, I'm at the halfway point.
Yep.
And then I'm trying to do that before the end of the summer. If I can get it done, the book, like the first draft before the end of the summer and into the editor and the final copies, or mm-hmm. final copy edits, I can possibly release this fall, which would be awesome.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah.
But it would be awesome.
Yeah. You're like, it may be overshot, but I'm still going to try.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I really am. And that would be so awesome.
So what's the process of like finding a publisher and an editor and all of those things? How does that all work?
So as far as the publisher goes, I'm self-publishing. So I'm not looking for a publisher. I am not doing traditional publishing because one, I don't want to lose my creative rights. Two, it's not like I can't take rejection well, but I don't even want to fuck with that. So it's just like, I don't want someone to tell me that they don't, no, it's okay. It's cool. I'll do it myself.
Exactly.
So traditional publishing is out. I am going to self-publish. As far as an editor, though, so because I have so many indie author friends, I get to use them for their resources.
Right.
Compare. And then, of course, TikTok there's more editors that pop up each day. So it's like, I just have to find someone that's within my budget, since this is all me paying for this, but also someone who is going to actually know what they're doing. The good thing though is I know how to edit myself, so it's going to be a lot of self-editing first before I send it to the editor, and then the editor is just to tighten things up that I missed. That's been my process thus far.
Awesome. So then no publisher, none of that stuff. So you'll be basically doing, you'll get it to the printer, you'll get it out, and you'll be selling it on like a website or distributing it yourself to local bookstores?
Yes and no. So the good thing is, I mean, even though KDP is having a lot of issues, and if you're not familiar with that, that is Amazon. That is Amazon's self-publisher. So for us indie authors, we would basically, after everything is said and done, like you have your cover, you have your formatting's done, your actual books and editing is done, you would then submit it to Amazon to actually do the printing of the book. You could also use Ingram Sparks. They're also having some issues, so you gotta be, you gotta just finagle with that to make sure it works. But basically my eBooks and even my paperbacks would be sold through Amazon. For me, I would have the author copies that actually get my signature. People wanted to buy it from me on my website. But I do plan to take some copies to a local bookstore just to see if there's a possibility that I could actually get my books on the shelf. Because if I don't do an exclusive contract with Amazon and I do it wide, I can have my books anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be good. That would be awesome.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah. And did I see on your TikTok that you went to a convention recently, or you're going to a convention?
I'm going to one. Yes. Got invited. I got the golden ticket to be a vendor at Sinful Sightings, which is in Roanoke, Virginia this September.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be there, of course, selling, because I've made all these journals for it. So
I can, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Blurry. Mm-hmm. So I'll be selling those, but I will also have be giving away a 3-chapter sample of the book so people can see what it's about and basically have it in their minds like, oh, I like this. I want to know more. So hopefully drum up sales.
Exactly. when it's time. I had an artist that's I'm in Oklahoma. So I had a local Oklahoma artist on. And one of the things that she did when she first went out and was doing, her and a group of girls got together and they like put, you know, collections together and went and showed at different galleries each month or whatever, but they would, she put, did a sign up to like get on an email list. And it's like, you taking this, get on my email list. And when the book comes out, then you get the email. So very good. That's exciting.
I just started working on my newsletter today. So I can actually start having people keep up with it. So
it, it's so
trying
much.
To be official here. It is so much. It really is. It really is a lot. You really don't, it's a big undertaking. It really is. It's not that simple, which I never thought it was, but it just showed how naive some of the things about that, sorry, how naive I was about certain things, because it's just, it's a process.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole
thing. But it's not exciting. It's just because, I'm having so much fun and I'm getting to do this myself, because the cool part is I make decent money.
Right.
But there's a lot that goes into this. So the fact that I do have a shop and my shop is doing decently well, it's I can funnel it into my author and then funnel that back into my shop and just,
it
can become my primary income, I will be so happy.
I know, like you can almost see the steps that it's taking to get you to that point where it's like, I can see that this is starting to work its way through to where I get it. Okay, I get it.
Exactly.
Yep. And that,
but it only comes with hard work. And that's the thing. You can't be lazy about it. You can't half-ass it. You have to put the work in. And my back is killing me because I'm sitting at this table with a shitty chair, making these journals so I can sell them simple and make more revenue for that so I can be ready for an editor, because editors are not fucking cheap. So it's like I have to make that money to be able to afford it. So
exactly. And so go buy a journal, like for real, go buy, they're beautiful. Like I will post pictures, I'll have you send me pictures and I'll post pictures, and I will post pictures of the one that I have because I love it so much. Anyway,
I'm so the whole of this.
Yes, it's beautiful, like seriously handmade, and she will customize it, and you were like so good about communicating, like, hey, I'm working on it,
because this is yours, this is your this isn't mine, I'm not making this for me, I made one for me.
I've got mine, I don't need yours.
my biggest thing is that it's just like a little shock factor, because it's like I made this stuff for fun, but it's like, well, maybe someone will like it, possibly. So then to put it out there and then people actually do like, hey, I like that, I would like to buy that, it's like, whoa, you fucking serious? Is this really happening right now?
Is this what? And that's the thing, is it's like, well, you don't want something that everybody else has, you know, and then at the same time it's like, it's almost like you're buying art in a way, you know. And if you're using your journal for therapy or even for your creative writing, you know, or storyboarding or any, you know, like if you're using it for a creative purpose, you want a more creative journal, you know what I mean? Like it's that kind of thing. But it is one of those strange things where you're like, I feel like I have that, this is fun and I'm just going to put it out here to see. But then you're like, wait, I can make fun. I can make money doing something that is fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. And that's what my little memo is. It's like, we're all unique individuals. So the vision for my business is to continue to be unique. Like my bookmarks, that's more standard. Anybody can get those. But when it comes to my journal, you're the only person that can get that. Cause once I'm done, I'm out of that paper. I no longer have that paper because it's old. And that's what's so fun about these journals is I've had these papers for 10 years. So if I can actually sell them, they're gone.
That paper's gone. I never have to see it again. Not that it's not pretty paper, but I'm tired of looking at it.
Exactly. You're like, I'm done with that. It's 10 years old. I'm finished. Yeah. But yeah. But it's unique. It's definitely, when people see it, they're like, what is that? And I'm like, it's my journal. Like, you have no idea. It makes me so happy. Cause I'm like, you know, people who listen to the podcast know I'm like a weird, dark person. I did hospice for 20 years, you know, like I've got that weird, funky dark side that I'm like, mm-hmm. I want all of the spooky things. I want it all.
No, it was really cool when you popped up and you're like, hey, I would like to order a journal. I was like, sure. Okay. And you know, it was my website. And then I'm thinking you were going to get one of the regular journals, small ones. No, you wanted my tome. And I'm like, oh, is this happening?
Yes, it is. Yes, happening? It is.
Because that's one of my biggest ones. And that's one of my most expensive ones. That's a high dollar at, item. So it's just like, I got to pinch myself because I'm like, is this really actually happening? And you're like, no, I love it. I want it. I'm like, you got it. Sure. It's happening.
Yes, ma'am. I will get this to you. Like, yeah, I know. And I was like, not take your time. Yeah. I know you got to, you were like, I'm sorry it's taking so long. I'm like, you have to actually make it. Like, I'm good. I understand this. And that's, yeah. I think the thing that people, you know, when you're doing something like that, people are people. They're weird and they are funky sometimes about how they're like approach other people. And I'm like, dude, she's literally making it. Give her time. Like, come on. Yeah. And it isn't your primary income, you know, so it's
no,
like,
it's, yeah. And that's the biggest thing is just, but I don't want to, and then of course there's family things that go on or personal things that go on. So it's like, but I just feel so responsible because it's like, okay, you gave me money. You paid already. It's not mm-hmm. like you did half, you paid. So I was like, no, I need to get this done. But yeah, you're correct. It is and people who don't make journals don't understand the process, because even my mom, I've been making journals for years, but then when I put up a video of the process, she's like, I didn't realize you did all of that. It's like, no, I legitimately make this.
Exactly. Yeah, like cut the paper and the whole thing hand. It's coffee, right? Is it coffee or is it tea?
It's coffee and tea. Yep, coffee dyed the papers. Yours specifically, I had to coffee dye papers because I ran out of my coffee dyed papers. So I had to spend, I was on a live for 10 hours coffee dyeing paper because I needed coffee dyed paper. So yeah, I coffee dyed the paper. I have to cut out the fabric. I actually have to make the book because there's not books that come out that size. So I actually have to make it out of a cereal box, and if I'm out of cereal boxes, I have to get cardboard and actually make it. So it's like, it's a process.
Yeah. it takes a long time. And so anyway, yeah, and it's massive. It's not a tiny little journal, but you have smaller ones, you have bigger ones, you have the whole things. And so yeah, it's cool. It's really cool. And people can find, tell them your socials, because I know it's different on like Instagram versus TikTok versus
So, well, actually me, I'm lucky and smart. my handle is all the same. It's Kitty Ann Powell on all of my socials. So you can always find me.
All right. So it's Kitty like a cat, K-I-T-T-Y, N as in new, and then Powell like
P-A-W-E-L-L.
Yep. Okay. That way they
can
find you.
That's my social. So I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Clapper. Facebook. Did I miss any of them? I think that's
YouTube.
All.
You have YouTube?
YouTube. Yep. And I have a YouTube channel, which is Kitty's Creative Emporium, which is my actual business. That's all of them. There's too many socials. My goodness.
There are. I know there are, because it's like I've got the personal ones and then I've got the podcast one. And then I'm in with my son's Special Olympics Booster Club. And so I have that one like toggling through the three of them trying to get things. And I'm like,
so many of them. That's why I love Linktree, because then you can just put it in every single description and then you can find all of them.
Exactly. Yeah. I have a flow page. So it's the same thing. You know, it's like, it's all there. It's all there. Cause then you can find the places to stream too. So it's like, yeah, just go there and get it.
Yep. Don't ask me which ones I'm on. Here's the link tree. Just go look.
Just go get it. Exactly. Find. Just find one of them, and you'll see the link tree. It'll take you to the rest.
Exactly. It's very simple. It's two steps. Link tree. Pick one.
Exactly.
Pick whichever one you want to go through.
Exactly. So we've been changing up the format a little bit because the podcast partner left, and so we're still doing a little tweaking with the format and so forth. So I will shift and say, what have you been listening to? Because you're a reader, obviously. You're on book talk. You're writing, so I know you read. So I want to know what you're reading.
So I am always reading so much, but this past week I just finished two books. I finished one day and finished the second one the second day. They're very quick reads and they were very good reads, but they're indie authors. And one of them is called Wildflowers by Ellie Berlin. It just released today. Very good. If you want some spice, oh, it was amazing. Yes. I enjoyed her. I just stumbled upon her and then I got signed up for her ARC list to read her last book, Gin and Lava. Very good. And then I got to be on the ARC list. I got to be chosen as an ARC reader for this book, Wildflower. Mm-hmm. Which, oh, so good. So good. Quite enjoyed it.
I'm going right now. What is Wildflower?
Yep, by Ellie Berlin.
Okay.
Basically, it's, we've got one female main character and two male main characters. So it's the menage a trois, and it's so good.
Okay.
If you like your spicy book, you will enjoy that. I read Conflicting Ventures by A.K. Lando. That was very good as well. They both got fives. I've read three of her books now, actually, and I've got to ARC read them all. I'm so happy. I'm so blessed. It's so funny because before TikTok, the only ARC reading I got to do was when I worked at a bookstore for 3 years because we got the advanced reader copies, but that was the actual physical copies. So I hadn't been ARC reading for years. But TikTok, it's like ARC reading palooza. I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
You're like, I get to, they'll send me, you want to send me the book? Yes, I want to. Go ahead.
Yes, my Evie Black Books, who is my best friend, makes fun of me every day because she's like, did you finish your 5 million ARCs yet? I'm like, shut up. So I don't know why you keep accepting them when the list just gets bigger. I'm like, because I can't help it. I have shiny object syndrome. When I see something I like, I want it. So shut up. Don't talk to me.
And you really can't help it. Like, and that's the whole thing is I'm like, if you guys would, if somebody would say, hey, you want to read this advanced read this book? I'm like, yep, sure do.
Yeah. Especially because it's like I already looked at the cover and the cover looks good, and then you start telling me like the themes and tropes and stuff. Oh, send it here. Why are you even asking? Just send, here's my email. Send it.
Exactly.
Just send it in there.
Exactly. Well, and I'm sure it helps with the, you know, any reading that you do over a period of time, it helps you become a better writer, you know, in general. And helps you decide, you know, like you may not have an exact same style to this person or a similar style to this person, but you would have a, you know, it still helps you kind of hone that craft and be like, well, I like their style. When I was doing an editing class, you read it backwards, you know, from the back end of the sentence to the front end of the sentence to see if the grammar and the verb tenses remain the same. Okay. Because then you're not reading it as you thought you wrote it. So you start at the bottom and go backwards.
That's an interesting trick. What's working for me, because when you read, when I read, of course, you have the voice inside your head that no one else can hear. Because it's your same voice. You're the only one that hears it. So it doesn't sound the same. You're reading it. But then when you read it out loud, so that's what I do. When I'm editing, I actually read it out loud. I'm like, wait, no. There needs to be a comma there because I paused. There needs to be a comma there because I paused. Because in your head, you don't pause. You just go through it. That's why you read. So, well, at least I read
fast
in my head. I devour books, I really do, but when I'm reading it out loud, you do read slower because you're now hearing that voice out loud and you're hearing how it sounds, and it's not coming off the same because it's not flowing, because you're having pauses and you don't have your grammatical, because now you're just reading it as full sentence and it's not split. So
yeah. And also those like, you've seen those t-shirts where you're like, you didn't read that right. And it's like the words are backwards, because inside your head, your brain literally will make
switch it. Yeah.
It'll make it right. And so then when you go back and you read it, if you read it, you slow down, you stop, you read every single word. You skim when you're reading, you skim that stuff.
Yeah.
And you get the gist of it. Your brain puts the pieces together for you so that you can read the sentence, but they could have it all kinds of, you could have it backwards, and
your eyes just saw, your brain translated, like, you can read this, and just translated it to you. But then when you actually take a second to look at it, like, wait, what did I just read?
right. Whereas when you're reading out loud, you're reading word for word for word for word. So you have to stop and actually read it. So that makes sense. That's a really good pro tip right there for sure on the on the editing. So
Hello, everybody. We have an old familiar friend, Magic Mind, has come back with us. We are going to do the 14 Days of Magic again starting next week. Hey, Jordan, what's next Monday's date? The Monday after tomorrow.
Monday?
Yeah.
July 3rd.
July 3rd. So July 3rd. We are going to start. I'm going to make sure that I get my walk in at least 5 days a week. That is going to be my 14 days of magic challenge to get me back into the groove with my shoulder and Jordan's summer and life. It has fallen off and it hasn't quite gotten back to where it's an everyday part of my routine. And so I want to get back to that. I'm going to use Magic Mind to help with focus and all of those things. It has some great ingredients. We've talked about it before. They have sponsored before, with the 14 Days of Magic. If you want to join in starting July 3rd, you can use the code textbooks14 for a discount. And so hashtag 14 Days of Magic. And textbooks 14 will get you a discount. So if you want to join in, go get it. Post your videos, engage, do all of the things. And then whoever has the most engagement, they will send you a pack as well. And that is international. So all of my round the world friends listening, that will include you as well. So please jump on in with us and we look forward to it. So we will see y'all in the stacks next week. But before then, we're going to continue on with this chapter.
Well, listen, I don't want to keep you, but I appreciate your time and so much. And I have loved following your TikToks and like cheering you on. And I've read your chapters when you put them out, or the little snippets, like these paragraphs. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so good. Can't wait for the book. So when it's going out, we're going to have to do this again. It will like push the book out for people to get. But they can follow you on the social media platforms everywhere. Okay. And then if they, once you get the newsletter out or whatever, you'll figure out how to.
There's a link for signups in my link tree now. I'm going to make a video about it tomorrow, but there is a link where you can actually sign up in a Google form and give me your email, so you'll be ready for when I actually send out the newsletters if you want to be kept in the know.
I'm so excited. Like, I'm so excited for you. And I absolutely love your content because it does come from a genuine place of like, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing. This is what I love. And you see that when people talk and they're doing what they really actually love, you feel it, whether it's online or not, you know, if it's like you're pretending to do the thing that you're doing or doing whatever. No, but
I tell people I'm this weird in real life. I'm this annoying in real life.
In real life. Exactly. Yep.
I'm this is who I am.
And I love it so much. I love seeing people who are authentically themselves and are like, look, I'm weird and I embraced it because we're all weird and we should just embrace own it.
Normal is boring. But for those who want to be normal, it's okay. You can be normal. But it's boring.
It's just kind of for us who want to skirt the line, it's a little dull.
we like excitement. So
yeah. And the weirdness. I like the spookiness and the weirdness and the whole thing. Like, I just like people that are real. That's my whole thing. And I'm like,
oh yeah, because I don't have time. There's too much fake in this world for me to entertain that. So it's like, you can be fake. That's okay. But just take you and your fake universe and go over there.
Exactly. Like, I can love you too. I can love you and be nice to you, but you're going to do it from across the street. You're not.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane and I'll stay in mine. It's just,
exactly.
Okay. We can converge. We can come over to each other's lane. I can understand something, but like, okay, all right. I understand your standpoint. I don't really care, but I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to care about mine. That's okay. I'm not hurt. It's cool.
No.
I don't need it.
No, that's it.
Just
it's
don't
true.
Try and force your beliefs on me.
On
I won't
anybody.
Force my beliefs
on you. Thank you. Yes. But, well, yeah. 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 And don't be an asshole. I think that's it, right?
Well, here's my thing, because I'm an asshole. You can be an asshole. But you
I'm an ass. Look, I am too, but don't be.
There's a certain level of asshole that you don't need to be. If you're just going to be rude and AKA a bitch, then I'm going to treat you like a bitch. That's simply how it is because everyone thinks I'm so sweet because I'm always smiling. I can be a bitch if you take me to that level. But if you're cool, we cool. As long as you stay in character, I can stay in character. It's as simple as that. But exactly. As soon as you want to fix your mouth to say something funny, understand that I'm going to fix my mouth to say something funny and I'm the comeback queen. I might hurt your feelings. So don't sign up for that.
I will hurt your feelings. Like, I warn people now, like, I will definitely hurt your feelings. Like, I've been doing, I'm damn near 50 and I have honed this craft of comebacks. I was raised by two older brothers. I was raised by wolves. Oh, like
don't. You don't want to sign up for that. Let me be the first to tell you. This is not the movie that you wanted to buy the ticket to. So just go to the nice movie that you was watching and stay over there. Don't come to this movie. Don't come to this theater. You don't want that. I'm warning you. And I give you the nice warning, and then I give you the not so nice warning, and then I'm just done wasting my words. So it's just like, it's not worth it anymore.
No, then that's when you get your feelings hurt. That's when that happens. Like,
and then it's like they look at you like, wow, that was me. No shit. I
warned you twice. Like, you had two swings.
I thought that was pretty nice of me to warn you twice.
Yep.
I could have just called you a bitch in the first place, but I didn't want to. I was like, okay. That's how you feel. That's cool. You entitled to feel that way. I'm entitled to feel whatever way I want to feel. We good. But you still talking. That's the problem.
I really do appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the book to come out. And people need to
follow. Me neither. That means I'm not writing it anymore.
You'll be moving on to the next one is what you'll be doing.
No. We ain't going to do that yet. Because that's just, I got to Jesus, thinking about that is terrifying. Like,
she got heart palpitations and started sweating immediately.
Yes, I have to go through this a second time. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But no, ultimately, I'm so grateful that you even gave me the opportunity to do this and you think I'm cool enough to be in this setting and interview. Like, this is awesome. I feel special.
It's awesome. It's great. The whole point of the podcast, it's and like I was saying, there are times where people are just truly authentic and getting your feet in things and like figuring it out and doing the thing and just like, you know what, eventually you just are like, you know what, I'm gonna be myself and do my thing. And it's like when you go back to the very first chapter when I had my partner and we were doing the intro and I listen back to it sometimes and I'm like, that's just cringy. Look at us trying to be podcasters, like trying to do a podcast. And you can tell. And then like about 8 or so episodes in, we're like eating, drinking, talking. There's noise in the background. The cats are in there hissing and fighting and the kids coming in and out. And I'm like, you know what? We'll edit it out or we'll leave it in. This is life. Like,
yeah, and that's the reality.
Exactly. And it's like, you know what? You just get to a point where you're like, as long as the sound isn't shit, it's fine. People will listen.
As long as they could hear what the fuck we were saying.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm repeating it. I'm not going to do this shit again. So they'll just never see it. So it's just like,
it's good.
I can hear myself. I can hear her. We're good.
We're good. Exactly. We're good. Everything else is just going to come and go. We can edit it out or leave it in. We'll see how I feel. But yeah, the whole point,
it depends on how I feel that day.
Exactly. Yeah. But the whole purpose was to find things that aren't in the textbooks. Like, how do you self-publish? How do you write a book? How do you do these things? How do you, like, you have a regular job and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, this could really be a real thing, you know? And I think people, the more that, and I have so many people that listen to another podcast that I listen to, that I'm friends with, comic book, you know, artists in Brooklyn and people in different countries and things like that, that, you know, access healthcare in different ways. And I've had, you know, friends from when I worked in hospice that know people that are in different faith organizations. And, you know, what's it like to be a Muslim in Oklahoma? And what's it like to be, you know, so just different things like that. And yeah, just good conversations. And when you talk to people, you start to realize that we have more in common than we have differences. And that if somebody could see you and go, well, she can do it, maybe I could do it. I am a big proponent of, as much as I can be an asshole and as dark as I am, I'm a big proponent of women need to be on the side of women. Mm-hmm. And we need to be rooting for each other and not tearing each other down. We need to be like, mm-hmm. And if you see something that you love, you need to be like, I love this. This woman owns this. This woman can make you this. This can, and if I can help get the word out. Yep.
Supporting, even if it's like when I see something on TikTok where you just go through your FYP and I don't know the person, but they maybe said something sad and I'm just like, it'll get better. I don't know this person. It doesn't take anything for me to say something nice to make them feel better about their situation, or vice versa. If it's a friend and they popped up on my FYP and I saw something that they either made or drew or wrote or sang, whatever the fuck, it doesn't really matter. And I just give them a quick emoji. It's like, that does make, it's like, ooh, that makes me feel special because you're taking out a second to actually respond to something that they did. So I'm now it's not to say that women or men or humans always do the right thing. I'm not going to support you if you're fucking up. I don't care what gender you are. If you're fucking up, you're fucking up.
Exactly.
I don't agree with a woman. Say, for instance, it's two women who, they could be two fucking podcasters, two women who podcast, and maybe their content is similar, not the same, but similar. But they're trash talking each other. Why?
Because there's room for both. Like, there's room.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand it. Why does winning have to be a circle? Why can't it be a ledge where everybody can fit?
Right. And I don't subscribe to the let me drown you to get myself higher in the water.
No, that's bullshit. No. I don't need to do that because then it's not authentic.
No.
And I'm all about authentic. I want you to first of all, I don't give a fuck if anyone likes me or dislikes me. Let me just make that clear. But if you are going to like me, I want you to like me for me, not for what I, what you perceive or what the perspective or the perception that I'm giving you. I want you to see me, see that I'm weird and loud and I have a bad mouth and I'm not fucking changing it because I like to cuss. That's just because it's my father. It's my father's fault. He cussed when he was a kid. So whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm not changing it. So if you could take me in and all that, and you like, this chick's cool, then I think you're cool.
Exactly. It's that easy. And it's, and I really think that it's that whole thing of like, you know what, I like what you're putting out there. So I'm gonna be like, you know what, let's talk about it. Let's get people to listen. Let's get people to follow you and see what we can do. Who knows if it'll translate into anything, but who cares? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
fun. I didn't do this for clout. I did this because it was fun.
It's fun. You might as well. Like, it's good. And I mean, yeah, it's, I just think that it's, people need to hear the stories anyway. And the people that listen to the podcast and that I get a lot of feedback from, they want to hear those things. You know, they want to hear the stories of people. And those always, when Tanja and I did the podcast together, those stories where I had guests on and my friends and people around the world, you know, I've got friends that were from Oklahoma, moved to Texas, moved back to Oklahoma, and then moved to Saudi Arabia. Like, people loved that. Yeah, they loved that. They were like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's not what you...
I think you need to explain those steps to me because I don't understand.
Yeah, like that's just the course of their life. Like, he ended up working over there, and then he was like, you should move over here with me. And they love it. And it's not what people think in their heads when they think of that, you know. And I'm like, and I think if people just took time to sit down and talk to people, they just...
If you just ask a question, you don't have to be offensive. But if you have a question, you can just say, hey, I'm not trying to be offensive, but I just have a question. And you ask the question. If it comes off offensive to them, first of all, you're not going to know what's offensive to somebody else. No. You're not being offensive, but they could take it offensively. You can't solve that. So you just preface it like, I'm not trying to offend you, but I just had a quick question. And if they give you the go to ask a question, ask your fucking question. But don't make an assumption or form an opinion on someone when you have no facts. You have nothing to back it up.
Yep. So, and if you
tell me, oh, well, this person is like this. Well, have you talked to this person? No. Then shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that shit. I form my own opinion.
Yeah. Do you talk to them? Did you ask them why they said whatever X, Y, Z? Or are you just making that story? You just making that story up in your head. You know what I'm saying? Because like, people do that
shit. So much of that happens. That's why I tell people when they try and come in, it's like, oh, we got a problem. We don't have a problem. You
have a problem.
And you can find your solution because I'm not in it because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Don't come at me and I don't eat. That's the worst thing. You gonna come to me talk about we got a problem and I don't even know what the fuck you talk about. That means you conducted this whole experiment in your head and you did not invite me to the party. Don't invite me to the after party. That's bullshit. No, I don't want to deal with this.
No, I'm not going to be your pawn in your solution, because that's usually when somebody comes up and says, we have a problem. They have created a problem in their head. Mm-hmm. They filled you into the problem. Mm-hmm. They've added you into their fiction. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to be the pawn in the solution of it. Mm-hmm. And then their hands are like this. They're like, we didn't do it. Like, no.
Nope, I don't take instruction well. So you can't, I can't be nobody's pawn. Sorry. I'll listen to nobody. I listen to that fucking self. That's it. So,
and that's it. Yeah.
I say, self, you want to do this? And self says no. So we're not doing it.
We're not. So we're good. We're totally good. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I'm going to let you get back to making journals and writing chapters.
Awesome. I hope you have a wonderful night.
Again, I cannot thank you enough for taking some time out of your busy lives to listen to this week's chapter, engage with the show, social media accounts, and for all of your feedback. I appreciate your feedback so much. It helps me to find those chapters and stories that you guys actually want to hear. If you have just a moment, can you head over to Spotify and follow the show no matter where you're listening from? It would really help me out. And if you want to, you can check out my flow page. It is flow.page/notinthetextbooks. It has all the links to the social media accounts and where you can actually listen. If you want to be on the show or you want to nominate someone to be on the show, please email me at notinthetextbookspodcast@gmail.com. Just a quick reminder that we're not all getting straight A's in the stories of our lives, and some people are having harder chapters than you are. So take a minute, pause, think about it, be kind. And if you're struggling right now because your chapter is super hard, I'll be your cheerleader. I'm here for you. Reach out, get support, and get the help that you need. Keep going. And on that note, I'll see you in the stacks next week.